This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Clashes erupted between riot police and protesters during a rally against France's special virus pass in Paris on Saturday. The French Interior Ministry announced that 10 people were arrested. 3 police officers were wounded in the French capital. Some 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protests against the pass that will be needed soon to enter restaurants and other places. With virus infections spiking and hospitalizations rising, French lawmakers passed a bill requiring the pass in most places starting August 9th. It does require a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of recent recovery from COVID-19 and mandates vaccine shots for all healthcare workers by mid-September. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported 210 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 Saturday as police cordon off a downtown Sydney with multiple checkpoints to prevent the planned anti-lockdown protest. The city and its victims have been under weeks-long strict lockdowns that is to last at least until the end of August while battling an outbreak of the highly infectious Delta variant. In the U.S., federal health officials say Florida has reported more than 21,600 new cases of COVID-19. That's the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask-wearing requirements and vaccine requirements, and along with state legislature, has limited local officials' ability to impose measures meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and 3 other prefectures near Tokyo, as a record high of COVID-19 cases have raised fears that the country's already strained medical system could collapse amid the Tokyo Olympics. The Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and the government will add four more prefectures to areas under state of emergency, which already covers Tokyo and Okinawa, from next Monday through August 31st. COVID-19 emergency state previously declared for Tokyo and Okinawa through August 22nd will now be extended until the end of the month as well. The emergency period started last week, covering the ongoing Olympic Games. It will also partly overlap with the Paralympics kicking off on August 24th. Eateries and bars offering liquor or providing karaoke services are required to shut down under the state of emergency while the government pays out money for compliance. Those not serving alcohol are asked to close at 2000 the local time. U.S. Navy explosives experts believe a drone strike targeted an oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing 2 on board. That's according to a statement Saturday from the U.S. Navy's Mideast Base 5th Fleet. The 5th Fleet added that the American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and a guided missile destroyer USS Mitchell now are escorting the Mercer Street as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the attack yet, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Tunisian authorities arrested an opposition lawmaker Friday and briefly detained 4 members of the powerful Islamist movement Amara in the wake of the president's decision to seize exceptional powers. The Amara members were brought before investigating magistrates and accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament building. China and India have missed a UN deadline to submit fresh plans for cutting their greenhouse gas emissions in time for the global body to include their pledges in a report for governments at this year's Global Climate Summit. The world's 2 most populous countries are among dozens that failed to provide an update on their target for curbing the release of the planet-warming gases to the UN Climate Change Agency by July 31st. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.